Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Welcome back to Inside College Basketball Now with John Rothstein. Pleased to be joined by Kansas head coach Bill Self. And Bill, welcome. What's the vacation spot for the Selfs in the summer of 2026?
I had my knee replaced, so it's been a crap summer as far as activity. But we've got a little place in Florida, so I had all the family go down to Florida, which vacation in Florida in the summertime, I don't know if that really adds up as the most the highest IQ move, but that's what we end up doing.
Bill, how much harder is it to balance family with college basketball right now in its current state and climate?
You know something, John? I don't know that it is harder. You know, if you want to talk about, now there's coaches that's in the profession longer than me, but I'm one of the long tooth ones now. But heck, when I got in, you went out on June 15th and you didn't return until July 31st. You take enough clothes to last you 3 or 4 weeks. You do all your laundry on the road. The thing about it is there's less recruiting days where you're actually out now. So it's constant. It's never ending, especially right now where there's so much uncertainty. But the bottom line is you're still spending the night at home. And you still have an opportunity to eat dinner at home. So I don't know that it's that big a negative from a family standpoint, because to me, it's always been a time consuming thing. I don't think it's any more now than it was, you know, certainly not 30 years ago or 40 years ago when I got in.
And your house is a little bit more crowded now. Being a parent changes everybody. How has being a grandparent changed Bill Self?
Well, we've got four. And 8, 6, 3, and basically 1. And I think the thing about it is, parenting is so different now. I mean, the way that my dad disciplined me is not the way that many are families would allow a grandparent to step in and discipline their own kids. So it's a learning experience for me. But I will say this, the time that I probably took from my children in the profession, balancing family or whatnot, I think that, you know, I'm not there yet, but there's going to be a point in time where I probably do more kid things than I even did with my own kids, just because of time constraints. And I'm looking forward to that. But the biggest thing to me is, you know, we didn't have iPads. We didn't have screen time. Right. You know, we didn't have all that stuff. And it's just different. You know, I tell the kids to go to bed and they don't want to go, whatever. Now it's unbelievable. These parents are like, hey, bed at 7:15, one book. Yeah. Lights out at 7:55, and I mean it's when you wake up you can't get out of bed until the light turns blue or the light turns green. It's just a little different than the way we grew up.
Yeah, and so is college basketball, and you're on the heels of a season where you won 24 games, you earned a top 16 protected seed in the NCAA tournament. Now that you've had some time to reflect, how do you look back on last season?
Disappointing. I'm not putting blame on anything, anybody. You know, obviously I could have done a better job. But the reality of it is I don't think we were ever whole the whole season. Right. You know, Darren is so good. He's so good. But we never had a chance to see him when he was so good. We saw glimpses of it. But, you know, health didn't allow him to actually do it over an extended period of time. And then, you know, I had some guys have some great seasons. You know, Melvin had a great season. Flory had a great season. Trey White played his butt off. But the bottom, and we had other guys that had good years. But the reality of it is, when you're not used to playing with the cohesive group, it's nice to start September and practice with the same guys and play in the games with the same guys all the way through the season. And the thing about it is when injuries occur, everybody deals with them. We had injuries. Darren's deal wasn't a big deal from an injury standpoint. Everybody deals with that. But it was a frustrating deal for our teammates, because you have him for a half, you don't have him for a half, you have him for a half. So if that made it a little bit more challenging for all the guys.
And Bill, your team without Darren Peterson had great moments. You had a great win over Tennessee in Las Vegas. You had a great win over Arizona at home at Allen Fieldhouse. For you, though, what was it like literally coaching two teams, one with Darren Peterson and one without Darren Peterson?
Well, the thing about it, I will say this, our best chance to be great was with Darren Peterson.
Right.
I mean, there was no doubt about that. The team that we had without Darren was competitive, could play with anybody. Could you win four games in the NCAA tournament? That would be really, really difficult to do. The team with Darren, if everything fell right, we could. So that was the direction we were going all along. Was it frustrating? I don't know if it was frustrating as much as it's like you know, having your best player get two fouls in the first 2 minutes of both halves. And you're just kind of playing handcuffed the whole time. So I think we were kind of defensive playing as opposed to being probably knowing, I don't want to say roles, because roles were pretty well defined. But, you know, Melvin's role with Darren and Melvin's role without Darren was probably a little bit different. And the same with the other guys. And so I don't know that we ever hit stride. But we did have some great wins, though. I mean, we had great wins without Darren, but we had some great wins with him, too.
No question. And, Bill, you know, when we were talking about a year ago, you told me that the one thing you really wanted to make sure you got back to at Kansas last season was guarding and guarding at a high level. With that said, how hard was it to stomach the way that your season ended against St. John's, giving up a layup on the final possession?
Unbelievable. I mean, we play awful. And you know what? They didn't play great. It was two good defensive teams making the other team not play well. And of course, Hopkins made six threes. And we didn't anticipate him. We anticipated, you know, making a couple. But he made 6 threes. So really, from a defensive execution standpoint, we did what we were supposed to do. We're down, we claw, we fight, we show toughness, and then the last 15 seconds we caved. And that was so frustrating because, you know, our philosophy, and I'm sure it's most coaches, and hey, if would you rather be up one with the other team have the ball or down one with the ball on the last possession? And my guys have always taken that, hey, we want to be up. We want the other team to have the ball. This is who we are. This is what we do. And that's not what we did on that last possession.
Bill, what was the time like between the end of the St. John's game until when you announced that you'd be returning for the upcoming season at Kansas?
You know what? It was well, first of all, I made a mistake in the presser afterwards saying when somebody asked me, I said, well, I'm going to take some time and figure this out. You know, I should have said, oh, God, there's no decision to be made. Right. And then, therefore, it wouldn't have never been a big deal. So I made a mistake there. But at that moment, I probably thought that was probably it. In large part because of you know, it's health issues. And I had been told some things, and I'd had some issues during the season that wasn't documented that, you know, God dang, what am I doing? I mean, geez. But talking to multiple doctors, an expert out of Dallas, doing different things, and you know, we can handle this. We can change meds. We can do some different things, and that's what we did. And I started feeling better immediately. So I jumped the gun a little bit because I was probably nervous about it. But the reality is, I feel good. I don't have any major issues except I can't walk for the crap right now because I had my knee replaced. But I actually feel good, and all the reports are terrific. So health, my doctor said, Bill, you're not going to you do what you want to do, but the reason you're doing this shouldn't be because of health, because your health is fine. I mean, if you want to keep doing it, do it, and don't look back. And so, you know, I needed to hear that at the end of the season.
Was there ever a point, though, during that span where you were close to retiring?
There was a point where I thought that was what the doctors were going to tell me. I had some issues going back. You know, I missed an NCAA tournament when we had a number one seed in 22 or in 23, excuse me. Yep. And blip on the radar.
Yeah.
Then I had a couple other. Then I had a heart attack, a pretty significant one. And that was a little bit bigger blip on the radar. Then I had some complications from that. And I'm thinking, what am I doing? And then I realized what I was doing was easily correctable. And so that's where I'm at. So, you know, everybody, not everybody, but in our business, everybody looks for an advantage in some way, shape, or form, as everybody knows, to put whatever out there on a recruiting front or whatever. But here's the bottom line. I had some issues, and they gave me a clean bill of health, and I'm good to go.
Bill, you've won two national titles. Your legacy is obviously intact and complete. You're in the Hall of Fame. You've got grandkids now. Why, other than the fact that you love coaching, do you feel that you need to do this?
I don't feel I need to. I feel I want to. You know, it's different now, John, as you know. And every coach you talk to tells you it's different. But you know what? We all got to change. All professions change. Your profession has changed dramatically in the last, you know, 10, 20 years. So we all have to adjust. And one of the challenges to me that I'm excited about is, can I adjust? You know, I take great pride in this. We used to be a high-low team. We used to play inside out. We won a national championship playing that way. We won a national championship playing outside in. We won a national championship utilizing the three-point line. We won a national championship playing to easy baskets and layups, you know, depending on personnel. We've really been consistent, as you know, but the last 2 years haven't been as good. Really, the last three. But we've been consistent. But there's still something in me, because when we won it in 22, it was really pre-NIL.
Yes.
There were some guys on the roster that were making $15,000 or $20,000 a year, but not like it is now. It was really pre-NIL. And everybody that was recruited to that team, there was no NIL when recruited. I really want to prove to myself that I can do it with the with the new generation of college basketball. So I love coaching. I love being around the guys. I love teaching, but I also have an inner drive to say, you know what? I'm not so long in the tooth that I can't adjust. And so, you know, a lot of it's a crapshoot too. You know, as well as I do, a guy that averages 15 at a mid-major, how does that translate to Big 12?
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things, and that guy is projected to be one of the hottest tickets out there, and you're competing against guys that can offer a lot of money. And so what stance are you going to take on that? The thing about it is, I think we've done really well recruiting. I don't think it was quite as good a couple of years ago, but last year, I mean, heck, our portal guys, Melvin and Trey, I mean, they crushed it.
Yeah.
I can't ask for more than that. I'm really happy with this group as well, but it's you got to have some good fortune too. You see a lot of guys that are really good at one place and they go to the next place and they struggle, or a lot of guys that just need a new scenery and they go there and they're great. But the thing that is harder to evaluate is culture. How are 1 year guys going to impact all that and what you're trying to do, and teams that do it and pick right and are shrewd and frugal with their money and all this stuff. Just like right now, programs that did as well as they possibly could recruiting and spend all their money, now there's a chance that maybe some programs that didn't do quite as good and have some money available can actually end up having better recruiting classes than you with this 5-year deal. I'm not saying that from our respect, but that's something that everybody's going to deal with. So it's just different, but it's the way of the world. I think the thing that frustrates everybody the most is just the uncertainty. Hey, let's figure it out and go with it, as opposed to every time the NCAA gets sued, there's the thought of an opening that we can do something that's outside what the intent of the rules are.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Well, Bill, you said you want to prove it that you can do it with this new generation, and you want to show yourself that you can get Kansas back to an elite level in this current climate. What does that mean from your vantage point? Does that mean you have to take Kansas back to a Final Four in this current climate? What's the benchmark for Bill Self?
I look at it a little differently. In my 24 years here, John, I think we've been in the game probably 18, 19 times. Mm-hmm. When I say in the game, that if things fell right, yep, we could win it. We've only won it twice. But, I mean, things would have to fall right. Yep. I mean, we've only been outside a four seed one time in 24 years. So we've been in the game. What I would say is I want to be in the game. Mm-hmm. You know, even you, preseason projections right now, where do you have us?
Back end, top 25, 30, that range.
Which is probably fair.
Yeah.
But I know we're better than that. I know we are. And the thing about it is, I want to be in a situation where we're playing for the games for the highest stakes. And does that mean you're going to win it? No. I mean, God dang, it'd be great to win it, but it's kind of hard to win one. You know, you go to the Elite Eight, and guess what? You're halfway there, and the hard games hadn't really started yet.
Yeah.
It's tough, and so you know, so many things have to go right, but I want to be one of those teams that year in, year out, and certainly this year, when they think about teams that could cut down a net, Kansas is one of them. And I think we will be. I do.
Well, let's talk about it. What does Kansas look like in this rendition in 26-27?
I think that we're a better shooting team. I think that we're not freakishly athletic, but mm-hmm, we're definitely above average, well above average athletically. I think that we'll have the best, the most talented player on the floor basically every night we play. Now, whether or not a freshman can be the best player on the floor every night, but when you talk about raw talent, I think that's fairly undeniable in Tyron. I think we got pieces around him, but I also think we're unproven. Can Keanu Dawes be a 14-8 guy? Can Tyron, as a freshman, do something like Melo did with Syracuse? Can Leroy and TK and our respective bench be consistent enough and make enough shots that, you know, we can shoot, you know, 37, 38 from three for the season? And then, of course, do we have a five guy that can anchor it? I think the answers to those are yes, but that's if everything goes perfect. So you know, we don't have as much margin for error as a lot. We need to stay healthy, but I do like our chances, and we had a great summer. We had a great summer, and Paul Mbaya is so much improved. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about a guy that averaged 1 point a game improved.
Right.
Cole Rosario averaged 3 a game last year. He's so much better. Leroy Blight and TK Kenny. I mean, Dennis Parker Jr., those guys can play. I mean, Dennis got 52 in a game last year.
Yep.
He can score the ball, but you know, and then we got a kid out of California, Luke Barnett, that nobody really knows about. That's probably as good a shooter as we've had here in a while. So we've got some nice pieces, but the big piece is, can Tyron put us on his back and be a guy that we know and we can get confidence from, knowing that, you know, he's as good as there is out there.
Well, you've had a lot of talented freshmen during your time at Kansas, and you've brought in another one year after Darren Peterson and Tyron Stokes. If there was one player, past or present, that Tyron Stokes most reminds you of, who is it?
That I've had?
Or coached against, either or.
I think it's kind of a combination. I think kind of a Wiggs, but also a Josh Jackson.
Okay.
You know, to me, Josh was a dog. And Wiggs was so explosive. Darren's not as Tyron's not as explosive as Darren, but Tyron is a tremendous athlete and he's unbelievably skilled. But he's got some dog in him like Josh. He's got to manage that, and he's got to do some things to make sure that always thinking next play as opposed to worrying about the last play. But I would much rather deal with a guy that you have to, control the emotion sometimes as opposed to encourage it. And he certainly got it.
And he's going to be showcased along with his teammates in, again, another banner non-conference schedule for Kansas. You got Kentucky in the Champions Classic. You go to the Players' Era again. Villanova at home. Missouri in Kansas City at UConn. And then Ohio State in the Garden at Madison Square Garden as part of the CBS Sports Classic. Now, the Missouri game is the last year of the agreement between the two schools. Is there any update on if the Kansas-Missouri game will continue beyond the 26-27 season?
I'm certainly open to it, but I don't know if there's an update yet. I don't know where our administration is on a lot of different things. It's different now. You go to 20 league games, you know, even though we're going up a game 32, but, you know, you just list the games that you have, you said. You know, you got the CBS deal with Ohio State. You got the champions with the Kentucky. We're playing in an opening season game next year, I think, in Allegiant Field. So we're gonna play a game to open up the season there. You've still got to get a marquee home and home. So that'll be one game home, one game away. It starts running into, hey, how much do you want? Because our league is a monster. You know, how much, and then are we playing Houston and Arizona and BYU and Texas Tech and whoever twice next year? I mean, it's a monster. And then you throw in this year, which I think will be really good. We got two exhibition games. You know, you got Louisville and Duke.
Yeah.
So even though those games won't count, but I think from a fan interest standpoint, though, it'll be something that will get everybody jacked to start a season.
You mentioned going to 20 league games. Are you expecting that to happen in the Big 12 after this season?
I don't know that I expect, but I think that's the percentage play lean. Us coaches, we wanted 18 so we could control our schedule a little more.
Right.
When they went to 32, I think there's a chance the ADs now want 20. And it's being discussed, which I think is I think is fair, but from my standpoint, I would rather be at 18 at Kansas.
Yeah.
And then I could control my schedule. And then the games that you mentioned beforehand, I think that brings a lot of interest to a fan base and things like that to add one or two of those.
Well, the Big 12 had 8 teams in the NCAA tournament last year. The bracket, as we know, is going to expand to 76 in 2027. In a 76-team NCAA tournament, Bill, what's the right number for the Big 12 in March Madness?
Well, I don't know the right number, John, but I will tell you this. We've been in leagues since in 24 years that have been top heavy, have been bottom heavy, and have been top and middle heavy.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is the top heavy and the bottom heavy give the league the appearance as the top teams are, you know, elite, elite, elite. But the bottom line is, you know, when we got into the league, you play North and South. We benefited from that in some ways because we only played Texas once when they had Durant. We only played Oklahoma State once when they had Smart and those guys. We only played OU once when they had Blake. And we played some teams in the North twice that weren't as strong as the teams in the South.
Right.
I really think that the top and middle heavy leagues can give the appearance of mediocrity more,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually a better league.
Interesting.
I think that we'll go – if we're an 8-league team last year, I think we'd be a 10-11 this next year.
Agreed.
And the other thing is SEC's benefited from this the last couple of years. I think OU got in last year with I don't know what they were in the league, but they were well under 500.
That was two years ago.
And it was fair because that league was a monster. I mean, so one of your home games is Alabama at home. And you play them tough and you come up short. Well, you're still a tournament team. So I think in our situation last year, we would have got probably 11. And because if you're in that 9 and 11, range, I think you'll be an automatic with the 76.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, That's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
And Bill, you know, when you really split the atom on the Big 12, there's been a passage in the conference in terms of the talent. 9 of the top 30 picks in the NBA draft last June in the first round were from the Big 12. The league has seen 26 of the top 30 scores from a year ago gone from the conference. Does it feel like, from your perspective, there's been a passage in the Big 12 as we enter 26-27?
I think that what the appearance is last year was the peak, mm-hmm. with the players, the 9 and the 30. I don't think you can deny that. But isn't that the way it is everywhere? Everything is cyclical.
Yep.
And you know, we've been in situations in the league where we lost all 5 starters and won the league. I mean, we won the league with and then lose all 5 starters and win the league the next year.
Right.
Our league is so good. The coaches, the staffs, everything is so good. And it continues to get better that – so they lost somebody. Well, I guarantee he's been replaced. You know, who knows what the situation will be. Will our league be as good as last year? I think what we'll end up saying is our league surprised everybody once again on how competitive it is, because these coaches are too good, and also – the league has proven it recruits too well. Look at what Houston lost. You don't think Kelvin, with the big fella that they signed and everything else, you don't think they'll be fighting for whatever? Look at what Tommy's lost. You don't think Tommy will be have a chance to cut down nets again like they did last year? There's a lot of teams out there that will be in the game. And then you look at teams like TJ. What? Hey, no matter who they lose, they're going to be a team that is going to be talked about. You know, Final Four winning it all. And then hopefully, you know, we're in that group too. We haven't been in that group the last couple of years, but I think this year we're back in.
Well, what are the biggest keys, and let's wrap on this, for Kansas to, again, not just be a top 16 protected seed in the NCAA tournament, but this time have a chance to advance further than it did a year ago?
I think guard play by a freshman and a sophomore. I think Dawes being the aggressive guy that he can be. I think Christian Rees getting healthy and Paul Mbaya being a guy that can give us, you know, 12 and 8 combined. And then we need to have the best player. And if we do that and we figure out how to make each other better and lead, I think the pieces are in place that we could be in the game. I don't know that – wouldn't predict it. We don't deserve to be ranked where you got some of these guys, obviously. But I do think with the schedule we have, we could open a lot of eyes early in the season.
Well, Bill, it's going to be a lot of fun to cover, as always. Appreciate a couple minutes. Know how busy you are. Have a great rest of the summer, and look forward to seeing you in September and October.
Okay, John. Take care, bud.
You got it. That's Kansas head coach Bill Self. I'm John Rothstein, and this is Inside College Basketball Now.